This is Exclusivia.
Arielle Garten, the founder and CEO of Muse, talks about her own background in neuroscience and how her research led her to co-founding Muse.
My own background comes from training in neuroscience and psychotherapy. In early 2003, I was working with Dr. Steve Mann. He's one of the inventors of the wearable computer. He's the guy that made Google Glass before Google did. He had an early brain-computer interface system, and we were using it to create concerts with our mind. We had a single EEG lead, which we would put on the back of our head, and by focusing and relaxing, by shifting our brain state, we could actually change the music in the room around us. And I stood back and said, oh my God, this is amazing. The world needs to know about this. So I got together with my amazing co-founders, Chris Amon, who was one of the brightest engineers you'll ever meet. He was Steve's master student. And Trevor Coleman, who really understood how to create amazing experiences that people love. And the three of us formed a startup. And at first, we thought we were going to use this technology to help people control tech with their minds. At first, we wanted to show people the power of their minds to move physical objects. So we made a levitating chair. As you would sit and relax, the chair would literally rise. It would detect a change in your alpha brainwaves. I know it sounds crazy, but it was real. We put a winch in the ceiling, and by shifting brain state, we then use that as the control signal to move the winch up and down. We made all sorts of fun things, including a big installation at the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympics, where people in Vancouver could control the lights on the CN Tower, Canadian Park buildings, and Niagara Falls with their brain from across the country. Now, this was totally amazing. We're literally letting people interact directly with the world with their brain. But what we recognized was, as fun or cool as it was, it really wasn't going to move the needle for humanity. So what we wanted to really do was fundamentally improve people's lives every day. And we recognized that really the best way to do that was to use this technology to help people meditate. We all knew the value of meditation. As a psychotherapist, I would be teaching my patients to meditate and they would rarely be doing it because they'd go home and it was hard. And even myself, I was a bad meditator because my brain would bounce all over the place and I didn't have patience for it. And so we recognized that if we could teach people how to make this act of meditation understandable and simple with real-time feedback from your brain, we could get more people meditating and then probably actually do something good for the world. And that's how Muse as a meditation tool was born. We started by looking at thousands of meditators, both extremely experienced individuals, looking at the brains of literally monks sitting on top of mountaintops. We looked at novices, what happens in their brain as they meditate. And ultimately, we're able to come up with an algorithm that was able to detect when you're in focused attention in that quote unquote meditation zone and when your mind was wandered. Now, 5 years later, we've looked at millions of sessions of meditation with Muse, and we have hundreds of thousands of happy people who love the changes that they found in their brain, in their body, and in their life through meditating.